Cambridge Assessment International Education, Cambridge IGCSE, English as a Second Language, Paper 2, Listening. Exercise 1. You will hear 6 short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear each recording twice. Now read questions 1 to 6. Question 1. Which sport will the friends play?
Hi. Want to come to my house this weekend and do something cool?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Well, there's a tennis court behind my house, but I'm not really a fan. We could play badminton at the nearby park, except it's always fully booked at the weekend. So, how about golf?
You're good at that. I'm not keen on it, though. Cricket could be fun, as we can meet some other friends at the park.
Good plan. Hi. Want to come to my house this weekend and do something cool?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Well, there's a tennis court behind my house, but I'm not really a fan. We could play badminton at the nearby park, except it's always fully booked at the weekend. So, how about golf?
You're good at that. I'm not keen on it, though. Cricket could be fun, as we can meet some other friends at the park.
Good plan.
Question 2. Which item of furniture is the woman going to buy first?
Hey, Safia. Do you like your new house?
Yes, but my room's pretty boring, so I want to buy some things to make it look better.
How about a bookcase to put your stuff on?
Good idea. But what I really need before that is a desk for studying. I just need to find one that matches my chair.
Okay, but do you need a chest of drawers too?
I've got one, so there's no need. I'll just carry on using the old one for now.
Great. Hey, Safia, do you like your new house?
Yes, but my room's pretty boring, so I want to buy some things to make it look better.
How about a bookcase to put your stuff on?
Good idea. But what I really need before that is a desk for studying. I just need to find one that matches my chair.
Okay. But do you need a chest of drawers too?
I've got one, so there's no need. I'll just carry on using the old one for now.
Great.
Question 3. What did the boy take to his sister's house?
Good weekend, Ahmed.
Well, you know my sister got married recently. She's just moved into a new house, so I took her a present.
Nice. What did you get her?
I wanted to get her flowers. They don't last, though, so I thought of a plant instead. Then I remembered she loves sweet things, and I went out to buy a cake.
Delicious. Did she like it?
Well, in the end, I saw a beautiful painting in a shop, and I just knew she'd love it. So, that's what I bought.
Good weekend, Ahmed.
Well, you know my sister got married recently. She's just moved into a new house, so I took her a present.
Nice. What did you get her?
I wanted to get her flowers. They don't last, though, so I thought of a plant instead. Then I remembered she loves sweet things, and I went out to buy a cake.
Delicious. Did she like it?
Well, in the end, I saw a beautiful painting in a shop, and I just knew she'd love it. So, that's what I bought.
Question 4. Which activity did the girl like the most?
Hi, it's Zara. Back from the school trip now. Sorry you couldn't come. Missed you. We had a great time and did some new things. Guess what? We tried gymnastics on the first day. I wasn't very good at it. But on the second day, we rode horses, and that was fun. Best of all was water skiing, as it was so exciting and fast. We all got wet and laughed so much. We played chess on one of the evenings. You'd have won, as you're so good at it. Hi, it's Zara. Back from the school trip now. Sorry you couldn't come. Missed you. We had a great time and did some new things. Guess what? We tried gymnastics on the first day. I wasn't very good at it. But on the second day, we rode horses, and that was fun. Best of all was water skiing, as it was so exciting and fast. We all got wet and laughed so much. We played chess on one of the evenings. You'd have won, as you're so good at it.
Question 5. How are the two friends going to get to the concert?
I'm so excited. We're going to the concert tomorrow.
I know, right? How are we going to get there?
My dad said he can take us in his car if he wants, but I thought we could go by train. What do you think?
Okay, but it's fairly expensive. How about the bus instead?
That'd definitely be cheaper, but it's really slow. We don't want to be late. We could use our bikes.
Which would be free. It's so far, though. Let's go with your dad.
Yeah. I'm so excited. We're going to the concert tomorrow.
I know, right? How are we going to get there?
My dad said he can take us in his car if he wants, but I thought we could go by train. What do you think?
Okay, but it's fairly expensive. How about the bus instead?
That'd definitely be cheaper, but it's really slow. We don't want to be late. We could use our bikes.
Which would be free. It's so far, though. Let's go with your dad.
Yeah.
Question 6. What did the boy most want to see at the zoo?
For my talk today, I'll tell you about my trip to the zoo last weekend. I saw loads of interesting animals. My favourites were the monkeys. They were so funny and playful. And the penguins were good fun. Seeing them diving for fish and walking about was so cool. Anyway, the tigers were all sleeping, so I didn't manage to see them at all. I was so disappointed, as that was my main reason for going, but I spent more time looking at the parrots, and they were beautiful. For my talk today, I'll tell you about my trip to the zoo last weekend. I saw loads of interesting animals. My favourites were the monkeys. They were so funny and playful. And the penguins were good fun. Seeing them diving for fish and walking about was so cool. Anyway, the tigers were all sleeping, so I didn't manage to see them at all. I was so disappointed, as that was my main reason for going, but I spent more time looking at the parrots, and they were beautiful.
That is the end of exercise 1. Now turn to exercise 2. Exercise 2. You will hear 4 short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear each recording twice. You will hear a chef talking about his work. Now read questions 7 and 8.
Hi, everyone. Today, I'm going to show you how to make my new dish, spicy chili noodles. When I made this for my boss at the restaurant, she was delighted it could be made into a vegetarian option. If you like what you see, go to my website and sign up for my courses. The first two are even free. People often ask me what makes a good chef. Yes, you need to be able to think of exciting new recipes and make them look beautiful. But for me, it's essential that you plan your time and know what you need to do. You've also got to pay attention to little things, like making sure you check quantities correctly and that dishes look the same every time. Hi, everyone. Today, I'm going to show you how to make my new dish, spicy chili noodles. When I made this for my boss at the restaurant, she was delighted it could be made into a vegetarian option. If you like what you see, go to my website and sign up for my courses. The first two are even free. People often ask me what makes a good chef. Yes, you need to be able to think of exciting new recipes and make them look beautiful. But for me, it's essential that you plan your time and know what you need to do. You've also got to pay attention to little things, like making sure you check quantities correctly and that dishes look the same every time. You will hear a man telling a friend about his recent job interview. Now read questions 9 and 10.
Did I tell you I applied for a new job?
Oh, why? Do you want to earn more money?
Actually, that's not what attracted me. I'm so bored every day. I definitely need more challenges at work. I might have to move away if I get it, which I don't really want to do, but I applied anyway.
So, have you had an interview yet?
Yes, last week, and I learned a lot. I talked about how much I'd learned doing my degree at university. They were also interested in hearing about both of the jobs I've had so far. When they asked me questions about their company, though, it was clear I hadn't done enough research, which was a bit embarrassing. I'll definitely do that next time. Did I tell you I applied for a new job?
Oh, why? Do you want to earn more money?
Actually, that's not what attracted me. I'm so bored every day. I definitely need more challenges at work. I might have to move away if I get it, which I don't really want to do, but I applied anyway.
So, have you had an interview yet?
Yes, last week, and I learned a lot. I talked about how much I'd learned doing my degree at university. They were also interested in hearing about both of the jobs I've had so far. When they asked me questions about their company, though, it was clear I hadn't done enough research, which was a bit embarrassing. I'll definitely do that next time.
You will hear a husband and wife discussing their next holiday. Now read questions 11 and 12.
What'll we do for our next holiday? Shall we go skiing again?
I'd like to, but last year the weather was so bad there was hardly any snow. I was thinking about going somewhere with a different culture, like Japan. The temples and tourist attractions sound incredible.
Or maybe we could spend time on a boat, enjoying the ocean.
That'd be good. Let's go for my choice, though, and yours next time.
Okay. I'm a bit worried about it, though. I hate flying, and it'll take around 10 hours to get there.
It'll be okay, and we can afford it.
I think it'll be quite expensive. But the main issue for me is what we'll eat. What if I don't like it?
Don't worry. Trying new dishes will be so exciting.
What'll we do for our next holiday? Shall we go skiing again?
I'd like to, but last year the weather was so bad there was hardly any snow. I was thinking about going somewhere with a different culture, like Japan. The temples and tourist attractions sound incredible.
Or maybe we could spend time on a boat, enjoying the ocean.
That'd be good. Let's go for my choice, though, and yours next time.
Okay. I'm a bit worried about it, though. I hate flying, and it'll take around 10 hours to get there.
It'll be okay, and we can afford it.
I think it'll be quite expensive. But the main issue for me is what we'll eat. What if I don't like it?
Don't worry. Trying new dishes will be so exciting.
You will hear a girl leaving a message for her friend about planning a party. Now read questions 13 and 14.
Hi, Sarah. Just leaving you a message about planning for Layla's party. I'll let everyone know and order all the colourful balloons she loves. We still have to reserve somewhere, so can you call her favourite Italian place to see if they have a table for us? I think it'd be good to tell them why we're having the party, don't you? Say it's a surprise for Layla to wish her luck, as she's leaving to study in the USA next month. She heard me talking about a party, but she thinks it's because my sister has got engaged. We could also say it's to celebrate you joining a new company. Anyway, she's going to be so excited when she sees all her friends. Hi, Sarah. Just leaving you a message about planning for Layla's party. I'll let everyone know and order all the colourful balloons she loves. We still have to reserve somewhere, so can you call her favourite Italian place to see if they have a table for us? I think it'd be good to tell them why we're having the party, don't you? Say it's a surprise for Layla to wish her luck, as she's leaving to study in the USA next month. She heard me talking about a party, but she thinks it's because my sister has got engaged. We could also say it's to celebrate you joining a new company. Anyway, she's going to be so excited when she sees all her friends.
That is the end of exercise 2. Now turn to exercise 3. Exercise 3. You will hear a man called David giving a talk about being an architect. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the talk twice. Now read questions 15 to 19.
Welcome to my talk about being an architect. What made me choose this job? Well, I remember at a careers event, a teacher gave a presentation about it. Then my father took me to a museum where we saw a display of photos of modern and ancient buildings. It was great, but I've got a very clear memory of watching a wonderful documentary on the topic. That's what really made me want to do it. Before I trained, I found out a few things about being an architect. I knew I'd have to work with numbers, but had no idea how much I'd need to know. More than anything, I was amazed at how many rules there are regarding architecture. For example, where you're allowed to build or how high buildings can be. It's quite common to find issues like these when you're working on a design, so you need to be able to think of solutions quickly. What's great about being an architect is you'll probably work in different places, and maybe even abroad too. Another thing is that you could be doing some work for a doctor one week and a celebrity the next. You'll have all sorts of customers. That's what I like above all. And of course, you'll get plenty of money. It's a well-paid job. Being an architect can be difficult. For example, you know a particular type of wood will look perfect, but it's too expensive or not available. It can take a long time to find something else that's suitable. That's the hardest thing for me. Computers and smartphones are generally helpful, though software is always changing, which can be challenging. It can also be stressful sometimes if there are delays when finishing a building. Some people can get quite upset when that happens. What would I love to design next? There are so many interesting ideas to consider. For example, I had the chance to see new floating homes. Such a good idea in places where flooding is a problem. I also read about ideas to develop a whole town below the ground. Roads, restaurants and shops, everything. But what really excites me at the moment is that people are wondering about building homes on the moon. There could be so many different ways to do that, and it'd really be a challenge, but I'd love it.
Now you will hear the talk again.
Welcome to my talk about being an architect. What made me choose this job? Well, I remember at a careers event, a teacher gave a presentation about it. Then my father took me to a museum where we saw a display of photos of modern and ancient buildings. It was great. But I've got a very clear memory of watching a wonderful documentary on the topic. That's what really made me want to do it. Before I trained, I found out a few things about being an architect. I knew I'd have to work with numbers, but had no idea how much I'd need to know. More than anything, I was amazed at how many rules there are regarding architecture. For example, where you're allowed to build or how high buildings can be. It's quite common to find issues like these when you're working on a design, so you need to be able to think of solutions quickly. What's great about being an architect is you'll probably work in different places, and maybe even abroad too. Another thing is that you could be doing some work for a doctor one week and a celebrity the next. You'll have all sorts of customers. That's what I like above all. And of course, you'll get plenty of money. It's a well-paid job. Being an architect can be difficult. For example, you know a particular type of wood will look perfect, but it's too expensive or not available. It can take a long time to find something else that's suitable. That's the hardest thing for me. Computers and smartphones are generally helpful, though software is always changing, which can be challenging. It can also be stressful sometimes if there are delays when finishing a building. Some people can get quite upset when that happens. What would I love to design next? There are so many interesting ideas to consider. For example, I had the chance to see new floating homes. Such a good idea in places where flooding is a problem. I also read about ideas to develop a whole town below the ground. Roads, restaurants and shops, everything. But what really excites me at the moment is that people are wondering about building homes on the moon. There could be so many different ways to do that. And it'd really be a challenge, but I'd love it.
That is the end of exercise 3. Now turn to exercise 4. Exercise 4. You will hear 5 people talking about whether robots will be used in classrooms in the future. For questions 20 to 24, choose from the list A to F, which idea each speaker expresses. Write the correct letter, A to F, on the answer line. Use each letter only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You will hear the recordings twice. Now read statements A to F. Speaker 1.
I've been a teacher for a long time, and I'm really interested in the idea of using robots in the classroom. However, some schools might not be able to afford them. I also can't imagine they could give my students the same experience as I can, and I'd say a person would be better. I don't know how a robot could deal with a student who's upset, for example. What I'm saying is, we still need teachers. They don't need to worry about losing their jobs just yet.
Speaker 2.
Robots in a classroom. I think some children might like that. Some robots look really sweet, and that'd make younger children happy. I do think that a way a robot could definitely help is when there are lots of children. It could do all the easy but dull things, like taking the daily register or checking spelling tests. That'd really save me time. I know a robot would be cheaper, but I still think it's better to employ a person as a teacher.
Speaker 3.
Of course robots could be really helpful for a school as they wouldn't need a salary, like people do. I can imagine having a robot in class at the school I go to, but I'm not really sure how much it could actually do. And also, the teacher might become less interesting to us than the robot. Some people think robots would be great as they don't need breaks, but students do. So that's not a good reason for using them, in my opinion.
Speaker 4.
A robot might be helpful in a classroom. I think it could save quite a lot of time by doing various activities at once, including the ones that most teachers don't enjoy doing. My main issue, though, is that I don't believe they'd be cheap to produce and you'd have to pay someone to check that they're working properly. If their hardware went wrong, they might behave in ways that would make the children feel frightened or nervous. I'd be worried about that.
Speaker 5.
My school has lots of students, and the teachers are always really busy. Sometimes in class, if a student has a problem and is getting stressed, the teacher needs to be with them and check they're okay. Having a robot would be great. It'd be like having another teacher in the room. It could help me with my work and then go on to help another student straight afterwards. It wouldn't even need to stop because it wouldn't get tired. That'd be really awesome.
Now you will hear the five speakers again. Speaker 1.
I've been a teacher for a long time, and I'm really interested in the idea of using robots in the classroom. However, some schools might not be able to afford them. I also can't imagine they could give my students the same experience as I can, and I'd say a person would be better. I don't know how a robot could deal with a student who's upset, for example. What I'm saying is, we still need teachers. They don't need to worry about losing their jobs just yet. Speaker 2.
Robots in a classroom. I think some children might like that. Some robots look really sweet, and that'd make younger children happy. I do think that a way a robot could definitely help is when there are lots of children. It could do all the easy but dull things, like taking the daily register or checking spelling tests. That'd really save me time. I know a robot would be cheaper, but I still think it's better to employ a person as a teacher.
Speaker 3.
Of course, robots could be really helpful for a school as they wouldn't need a salary, like people do. I can imagine having a robot in class at the school I go to, but I'm not really sure how much it could actually do. And also, the teacher might become less interesting to us than the robot. Some people think robots would be great as they don't need breaks, but students do. So that's not a good reason for using them, in my opinion.
Speaker 4.
A robot might be helpful in a classroom. I think it could save quite a lot of time by doing various activities at once, including the ones that most teachers don't enjoy doing. My main issue, though, is that I don't believe they'd be cheap to produce and you'd have to pay someone to check that they're working properly. If their hardware went wrong, they might behave in ways that would make the children feel frightened or nervous. I'd be worried about that.
Speaker 5.
My school has lots of students, and the teachers are always really busy. Sometimes in class, if a student has a problem and is getting stressed, the teacher needs to be with them and check they're okay. Having a robot would be great. It'd be like having another teacher in the room. It could help me with my work, and then go on to help another student straight afterwards. It wouldn't even need to stop because it wouldn't get tired. That'd be really awesome.
That is the end of exercise 4. Now turn to exercise 5. Exercise 5. You will hear an interview with a teenage skateboarder called Carolina. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the interview twice. Now read questions 25 to 30.
Up next, Carolina, who's a young skateboarder. So, tell us a bit about it.
Skateboarding's an action sport that took off in America in the 1950s. Now it's such a well-known sport. Over 85 million people from different countries do it. It all began when surfers in California wanted something to do when they couldn't surf because there weren't enough waves in the sea. They added wheels to their wooden surfboards, very different from what boards look like these days.
Tell us what made you so keen on skateboarding in the first place.
When I was little, I did an activity course one summer. We tried lots of different sports, including skateboarding. My parents even gave me a board for my birthday that year. I did it every now and then, but I was much more into swimming at that time. Anyway, a few years later, I was coming out of the classroom and noticed an older boy skateboarding in the playground. He was doing the most amazing tricks. After that, I couldn't stop skateboarding. I wanted to be just like him.
You took a break from skateboarding recently, didn't you?
I did. You might expect it was due to an accident, though I've only ever hurt my thumb, and that hardly stopped me. Instead, it was that I found myself getting annoyed because I wasn't performing as well as I wanted. Another skateboarder told me to have some time off to do other things. And it worked! Then I started skateboarding so much, my teacher told me to stop and focus on my exams. I agreed to cut down on skateboarding and made sure I did all my homework first.
You do park skateboarding. Tell me about it.
It's really good fun. You do it in a special place outside that looks like a giant bowl with curved sides. You get to do original moves, and as far as I'm concerned, you can't beat that. Even though you don't go at such a speed, it still sometimes feels like you're flying up into the air.
Have you ever been in any skateboarding competitions?
Yes, I was in my region's skateboarding team when I was 12. I thought I'd be nervous in the first competition, but instead I was really excited to be taking part. My dad said to just have fun, so I decided I didn't really mind if I won or not. On the first day, I was in third place, but on the second day, I had an amazing round and won first prize. It was so much better than I'd expected.
You're still young. What's next for you?
Recently, my friend's been filming me doing fun things on my board. It's all online to encourage more people to do it. What I've realized is that skateboarders all wear the same stuff. So my plan is to come up with my own ideas about what I think would be cool. Also, I'm off to university soon. And the first thing I'm going to do is find a skateboarding group to join. I can't wait.
Good luck.
Now you will hear the interview again.
Up next, Carolina, who's a young skateboarder. So, tell us a bit about it.
Skateboarding's an action sport that took off in America in the 1950s. Now it's such a well-known sport. Over 85 million people from different countries do it. It all began when surfers in California wanted something to do when they couldn't surf because there weren't enough waves in the sea. They added wheels to their wooden surfboards, very different from what boards look like these days.
Tell us what made you so keen on skateboarding in the first place.
When I was little, I did an activity course one summer. We tried lots of different sports, including skateboarding. My parents even gave me a board for my birthday that year. I did it every now and then, but I was much more into swimming at that time. Anyway, a few years later, I was coming out of the classroom and noticed an older boy skateboarding in the playground. He was doing the most amazing tricks. After that, I couldn't stop skateboarding. I wanted to be just like him.
You took a break from skateboarding recently, didn't you?
I did. You might expect it was due to an accident, though I've only ever hurt my thumb, and that hardly stopped me. Instead, it was that I found myself getting annoyed because I wasn't performing as well as I wanted. Another skateboarder told me to have some time off to do other things. And it worked! Then I started skateboarding so much, my teacher told me to stop and focus on my exams. I agreed to cut down on skateboarding and made sure I did all my homework first.
You do park skateboarding. Tell me about it.
It's really good fun. You do it in a special place outside that looks like a giant bowl with curved sides. You get to do original moves, and as far as I'm concerned, you can't beat that. Even though you don't go at such a speed, it still sometimes feels like you're flying up into the air.
Have you ever been in any skateboarding competitions?
Yes, I was in my region's skateboarding team when I was 12. I thought I'd be nervous in the first competition, but instead I was really excited to be taking part. My dad said to just have fun, so I decided I didn't really mind if I won or not. On the first day, I was in third place, but on the second day, I had an amazing round and won first prize. It was so much better than I'd expected.
You're still young. What's next for you?
Recently, my friend's been filming me doing fun things on my board. It's all online to encourage more people to do it. What I've realized is that skateboarders all wear the same stuff. So my plan is to come up with my own ideas about what I think would be cool. Also, I'm off to university soon. And the first thing I'm going to do is find a skateboarding group to join. I can't wait.
Good luck.
That is the end of exercise 5. You now have 6 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. I will remind you when there is 1 minute left. You have 1 more minute left. That is the end of the examination.